Teaching the Proclamation to Children. Each month, we'll give you tips for talking with your children about a portion of the family, a proclamation to the world. This month's selection, we further declare that God has commanded that the sacred powers of procreation are to be employed only between man and woman, lawfully wedded as husband and wife. We declare the means by which mortal life is created to be divinely appointed. We affirm the sanctity of life and of its importance in God's eternal plan. How to explain this to children? Our bodies can do many wonderful things. One of the things men and women can do with their bodies is create babies together. This is a very beautiful, special power. It's a way men and women show they love each other. Heavenly Father says men and women should get married before they use this sacred power. Life is a wonderful gift. Having a body is an important part of God's plan for us. Activity idea. If possible, tell your children about the day they were born and look at baby pictures if you have them. Tell your children how much you love them and that their heavenly parents love them too. If the time is right, be prepared to teach them in an age-appropriate way about sexual intimacy. Answer questions they have in an open, loving way. Play a game together that involves some sort of physical activity and talk about the different wonderful things our bodies can do. For example, you could play freeze tag. In order to be unfrozen, a player has to say something they like about what their body can do. Find other resources, including suggestions for talking about sexual intimacy, at proclamationkids.lds.org. End of the section, Teaching the Proclamation to Children. Read by Charlene Stewart.